Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Governor McDonald's liquor privatization plan got the blessing of his hand-picked panel yesterday, but his proposed revenue yield continues to shrink.
If at first the governor doesn't succeed, he'll try again. He has all but admitted that his original proposal to do away with Virginia's liquor monopoly is dead. He is also outlining what it looks like an exit strategy, reminding folks who tuned into his radio program that he will not call a special session to dismantle ABC if he hasn't the votes. And he doesn't. And there may be another step in this process, perhaps rolling over this bit of business to the 2011 legislative session. Now, this new plan includes fewer taxes. That's a sop to the anti-tax conservatives in the House Republican caucus, but it creates a bigger revenue hole. And, of course, the governor had promised everyone that privatization would be as lucrative, if not more lucrative, than the status quo, keeping in mind that the system now generates about $250 million a year in taxes and profits. And all that money goes into all those programs that the politicians think that the voters favor. There are also more licenses for the little guys, but there's an installment plan for buying these licenses. Critics of this new step say that Virginia's essentially getting in the finance business, not entirely correct. But I think John Watkins, in an interview with my colleague Michael Martz, really kind of hit it on the head. And you know, the question to the governor is, what's it going to be? Smaller, less costly government? Or government that's about the same size and could guzzle more cash through what looks like a jerry-rigged alternative to a system that Virginians seem to like.
Jeff, you've suggested before that a rivalry seems to be shaping up between Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling and Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli for the 2013 Republican gubernatorial nomination. Is there further evidence of that?
Well, it had been a lot of shadow boxing, and I guess to some degree it is. On the eve of President Obama's visit, there was Bill Bowling at the offices of an HVAC and plumbing contractor taking a shot at Obama. Now, all this is supposed to equal, you know, Cuccinelli's lawsuits and legal challenges over things like health care and climate change. But Cuccinelli has indicated that he may now take on Bowling in 2013. And this is not just a challenge to Bowling. It is a challenge to Bob McDonnell. Bowling thinks he's next in line for governor. And to some degree, Governor McDonnell had said as much. But my question to the governor is, keep in mind, is Ken Cuccinelli playing by your rules?
President Obama was in town briefly, and that's mostly a national story, but certainly has some statewide political implications.
Yes, the president was in Eric Cantor's district and seemed to take on the House Republican whip in particular and Republicans in general over taxes, the deficit, jobs. The president was critical of this new Republican campaign mantra, the pledge to America. He says that the Republicans cannot have it both ways, cutting taxes and cutting spending. But he did credit the Republicans for effective politics and says that their party line opposition to his programs is really revving up the Republican base and leaners.
What's the latest on the congressional races in Virginia?
Well, because President Obama is not terribly popular, Larry Sabato up at the University of Virginia is moving the two most closely watched congressional races here in Virginia, that's VA 2 and VA 5, to the lean Republican column. Those seats are now held by Democrats, the fifth by Tom Perriello. He won that in the closest congressional election in the country in 2008. Both he and Nye were elected on President Obama's coattails.
And the Tea Party supporters are going to have a convention in Richmond next week.
Yes, it'll be quite the weekend. The Tea Partiers will be meeting here in town. It's another reaction to and reminder of the discontent with the political status quo, particularly Obama. But it will also be a showcase as well for this GOP Tea Party alliance. So among the headliners will be Bob McDonnell, Bill Bowling, Ken Cuccinelli, and George Allen.
Okay, our time's just about gone for today, Jeff. You'll be on our archive page shortly at ideastations.org/radio/archive. And we'll talk to you next Friday morning.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch.